The DVE Morning Show. Joining us right now, Cam Hayward of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Good morning, Cam. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, that phone sounds great. This is like a joy. There's no the phone just sounds wonderful.
Hey, thanks Verizon for that.
Oh,
got me a new phone.
All right.
Shout out to Verizon.
Yeah, thanks to our friends at Verizon. How did you spend your off weekend? Did you your alma mater wasn't at home, and I'm guessing you didn't go.
Don't bring that up.
I didn't see what happened.
Oh, you saw what happened. Don't even play
that. Oh, I wasn't sure. Well, because Juju went back to USC. Lev Bell was the captain at the Michigan State Penn State game, which is just got finished about an hour ago.
Yeah, that was a long game. I was glad my little brother won there.
Yeah, he's killing it on kickoff returns.
Yeah, he's too damn big, I think. But
he knocked another guy on his butt. He doesn't go out of bounds. He looks for somebody to hit at the end of the return.
Yeah, well, I need to find another returner who's done that so I can give him some tape to watch. But, you know, he's one of a kind when it comes to that.
Yeah, pretty awesome effort by Michigan State there, and weird circumstances. Ohio State, that was rough. Oof. But a letdown game. You knew it was coming. They rushed the field last week.
Yeah, I don't like rushing the field. You should expect the win. But, you know, I think we got out Big Ten in the Big Ten. So it was a crazy game.
Did you watch Monday Night Football last night, Detroit-Green Bay?
I really didn't. I knew there wasn't really a team to watch. Obviously Green Bay, but I went to sleep pretty early. So
John Gruden was talking about turkey holes. Listen to this.
Oh gosh,
this is John. I'm not exactly sure what he's talking about. Maybe you know what he meant by this.
I call that the turkey hole. 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 Turkey hole.
He kept calling. Is it the sort of the area between the backers and
between the corner, as he explained it? I don't know if you've heard this before, Cam, but he explained it as the hole between over the corners and in front of the safeties along the sideline.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard that before.
He's making stuff up. I knew it.
Yeah, he's just
trying to get some likes and some extra followers out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you end up end up doing on your bye week? Just family time stuff, just chilling?
Yeah, it was family time stuff. Obviously my son was riding high off of Halloween, and then he had his birthday this week. And I never thought that we could have that many kids in our house and they get dirty that fast. It was kind of crazy. My wife was freaking out about there was just a stickiness to the ground, and I'm like, you know, you just learn to now we got to learn to expect that with having kids over. But you know, we went to the bird aviary this week. That kind of freaked me out. I took my son inside, and he you know, he was a little bit nervous to feed the birds. And so he dumped the nectar on my hand, and so I started freaking out because I don't want the bird to bite me. So he's looking at me, I'm looking at him, and we're just freaking out together. So,
yeah, you can't have a toucan injury.
No.
going into week 9.
Right, you know, but my wife just got a hoot out of it. She's, like, taking videos of me laughing. She's like, you know, she's just going to spoil the time and just make fun of me.
I never really thought of this much, but how much do you think about injury just living your life during the season? Like, do you worry about stepping off the curb wrong and twisting your ankle, or do you not do stuff because you're worried that something might happen?
Well, you know, I've been clumsy all my life, so it's still a little late to be worrying about falling off a curb or anything. But, you know, I don't do anything too extreme. It's not like I'm jumping off out of planes or anything. You know, that's a complete no-no for right now. Maybe when I get done playing, I'll try.
The Men's Fitness magazine put together the top 5 movies of all time that are dedicated to fitness. This would be like movies where dudes were jacked, you know, like the most,
right,
throughout the cast. Okay. Number 5 was Any Given Sunday.
What?
That's what I said. Yeah, Terrell Owens, Warren Moon, and Jamie Foxx. What?
That that's a terrible movie. I feel like nobody was in shape for that movie.
I'm with you on
Willie Beeman was like puking after every play.
What are the other ones?
Number four is they lumped in all of the Rambo movies, which if you think, yeah, but in Rambo 1, it's just Rambo. The rest of them are a bunch of, you know, Pacific Northwest slobs.
Right. Hopefully they said the Rocky movies too then, right?
Yeah, that made the top 10. That was number 7. I was only going to do 5. Yeah, that was number 7. Bloodsport was 8. Enter the Dragon was 9. And
9.
Number 9.
Well, how could you be more crazy in shape than Bruce Lee?
But I think it's only one dude. I think they're looking.
What, the whole movie?
I guess the whole
cast.
Was
there somebody with a pot belly in Enter the Dragon that I missed?
Is that the one where he fought Kareem?
No.
I don't think
he didn't
so.
Fight Kareem in that one.
That's the one with the mirrors.
Very tall, like Kareem in it.
Because he taught Kareem.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
And Enter the Dragon is like one of my favorite movies. I've watched it a couple of times when we go on away trips. So I'm kind of bummed that it was voted so low.
Number 9, not enough ripped dudes in that one. 300 was number 3.
Okay. I mean, I can understand that. You have to.
Yeah, that was like a bunch of James Harrisons running around.
But it's funny because now you look at Gerard Butler and you're like, what happened?
Right.
He looks like he's eating gravy biscuits at midnight.
It's a cautionary tale. Gerard Butler is a flat-out cautionary. So is Russell Crowe, for that matter.
I think when you have to work out that much for a movie, like afterwards you just blow it out and you can't ever get that kind of discipline back in your life.
Number 2, going to disagree with wholeheartedly, Fight Club.
Oh, my gosh.
There's only one dude who's in shape in the whole movie, and he's not real.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
No sense.
What about Robert Paulson? I mean, that guy had, I can't even say it on the air.
Biatch Tiatz.
Very creative there. Nice. Yeah.
So Fight Club number 2, Men's Fitness really failing here. Number 1, Raging Bull.
What? Ooh. How is it not Commando? How is it not something with
Predator
with Arnold?
How is Schwarzenegger not made anything in this?
He didn't. He didn't make the top 10 because it was the original Hercules with former Mr. Universe Steve Reeves, which they said this inspired a new era of muscle on film. Yeah, but no Conan the Destroyer.
Dude, he was Mr. Universe.
Conan.
They could have went Pumping Iron if they wanted to. That's crazy.
Pumping Iron isn't in there. It is in there. I'm sorry.
That is
number 6. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
If anybody hasn't seen that, please.
Franco Colombo.
Oh,
it's worth watching right there.
Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno, the original Hulk. The only Hulk everybody remembers.
I know. I wish they would put... Did they put him in any of the Hulk movies?
I don't know
if he had a cameo or not.
There's like 10 Hulk movies, and the only thing he can get in is I Love You, Man.
my favorite part of Pumping Iron is Lou Ferrigno's dad training him. He's like, come on, Louie, you look like a statue. You're beautiful, Louie. He's like just talking to his son in some dingy basement, and they're just throwing weights around. It's great.
So you didn't spend your weekend like pumping iron, getting ready for the second half of the season?
It was more like just trying to get some rest and take care of these kids.
Well, good. I'm glad you got some rest. And looks
what's
like
harder to do? Work out really hard or take care of a bunch of kids?
Kids, hands down.
Yeah, it's a different kind of energy, man. It's
Like even if I close my eyes and my son sees me, he's gonna open my eyes with his hands to make sure I don't fall asleep. So I get to look forward to that.
So you can look forward to maybe getting Stephon Tuitt back Sunday.
You know, I think he can be a key cog and helping us be better on defense.
Not only do you possibly get Tuitt back, also McDonald might be coming back, and big help on the offensive line with Gilbert's return.
Yeah, Gil, I think, he's a top right tackle in this league. I thought Hub did an amazing job, stepping in. But now that he can move back to tight end and be an extra lineman, it's going to be huge for us. I know our offensive line loves to, just keep driving blocks and, to have those two in different spots, but, settle our offensive line down. I'm looking forward to it.
Has it started to set in that a lot of the teams that you're playing in the second half seem to be losing their starting quarterbacks?
No. You know, because we know in this league, everybody gets hurt. But at the same time, you know, it can happen to your own team. You just have to be take care of business. You got to treat every opponent like they're a starting quarterback and just get ready to play a tough NFL football game.
Nobody tell Bud Dupree. All right, just let him think it's starters from here on out.
He just thinks it's all Sam Bradford.
Yeah, Bud's a loose cannon, but we like Bud as our loose cannon.
Yeah, whatever it takes to get him to go tackle a quarterback.
Oh, he's a beast.
Who cares?
Cam Hayward hanging out with us here on the bye week, and we're excited to have Steeler football back. I was jonesing a little bit on Sunday, but you guys will be back. Once again, and wait, what time is this kickoff?
1 o'clock, believe it or not.
Oh, my Lord.
Which actually kind of sucks because, not that this applies to Cam, but Indianapolis is one of the better drinking towns that you visit.
Yeah, better not apply to me.
We got to play at least 4 o'clock games or night games. At least, why not in Indy where you could really tear it up the night before? But
Cam, do you go to St. Elmo's the night before?
We are actually planning to do that. Don't tell anybody.
No, well, yeah. You get the private room downstairs. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, we always try to do like a, you know, a defensive dinner where we get a bunch of guys and we go out to dinner somewhere in the new city.
How many guys will go to St. Elmo's?
10 to 20 guys.
So if you have, say, 15 guys, you're gonna eat them out of whatever meat they have, correct?
Like, yeah.
Do you have to call them ahead of time?
And credit card roulette.
Oh, that is a dangerous game, man.
It's so much fun.
Oh, no, it's not. Not when it lands on you.
What? But it doesn't land on me.
No. Is there a number of people that you'll say there's too many people here for credit card roulette, or is it the more the merrier?
No, like we were in Chicago, and Tuitt, you know, he was from Notre Dame, so everybody goes to Chicago to hang out. So a lot of his friends were coming in, and I'm like, Tuitt, who's paying for all their meals? He was like, well, they're going to get on credit card roulette. I'm like, hell no. I'm not paying for these people.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just what we deal with sometimes.
Where'd you guys go to Chicago, Chop House?
I think we were trying to go to the Chop House. I don't think we ended up going, but it was pretty I can't remember the name we went to.
Is a 1 o'clock meal, does that mean that you eat dinner earlier on Saturday, and if there was a night game, you'd go later? Or do you just eat at the same time no matter what? Or don't you care?
Same time no matter what.
Yeah.
Do you hate all these primetime games? Because the fans are kind of exhausted with the, you know, those that stretch of 4 8 o'clock games in a row.
I like it. You know, I know some of my teammates don't because there's a lot of waiting around. But for me, I always love playing on the big stage where everybody's watching your games. It reminds you of when you're in high school, you have those Friday night light games, and, you know, those are a lot of fun. So you just try to make the most out of the situation.
Cam Hayward, that list of movies is making me think that James Harrison has a career after football in movies.
Might.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah. If I see James in an Expendables, I'm going to lose it.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Hey, Cam, seriously, good luck to your little brother this week. I hope he does great.
I'm not rooting for him this weekend.
Cam, thanks as always, man. Appreciate your time. Best of luck this Sunday.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, man, we'll see you. That's Cam Hayward.
See you, Cam.